You're listening to SBS News.
Surrounded by other budding entrepreneurs at a hub encouraging startup businesses in Sydney's inner city suburbs, Oliver Morton-Evans and his fellow co-founders of Neuromersive catch up on the progress of their prototype. It's been a year of rapidly developing a virtual reality device aimed at helping stroke and spinal cord injury patients rehabilitate through a simulation of day-to-day chores. Neuromersive's three co-founders hope successful trials next year could lead to commercialisation in 2020. Mr. Morton-Evans has high hopes.
We know that we're onto something really big and could be quite life-changing for a lot of people. If we can pull off what we have planned, will be really impacting a lot of lives.
As an entrepreneur, Mr. Morton-Evans has endured setbacks and still faces many challenges, but his cerebral palsy is not one of them. It's his own lived experience that gives Neuromersive a competitive edge. He's one of many Australians with disabilities whose difficulty in finding employment has driven them to entrepreneurial pursuits. Some are using their lived experience to develop ventures aimed at improving their own well-being and the well-being of those in similar circumstances. Mr. Morton-Evans explains.
Knowing the challenges of living an independent life and then really getting that, how important that mobility is. So that mobility is for greater independence, and how empowering those people to get that independence back is such a momentous thing.
Rowan O'Reilly is a movement therapist based in Newcastle, north of Sydney. As another co-founder of Neuromersive, he works closely with Mr. Morton-Evans.
As soon as I saw Ollie, first of all, it was his spirit that shone through, and then I could tell the dude was highly articulate. And he understood business, which is quite important. It's one thing to have an idea. It's another thing to have a business a mind about you. And, you know, and then I thought he's got a determination. He can see that, you know, this could work, and he wants to help. And so there's two types of businesses in this world. There's a business where you make money, and there's a business when you help people and make money. Now, that's a completely different energetic set point to come through. And I could tell that was really important to him.
Mr. Morton-Evans is no stranger to the startup world. He established a successful animation studio, but not entirely by choice. He had struggled to gain employment, despite being well qualified. It's a situation familiar to many people with disability, so they often opt to start up their own ventures. Australian Bureau of Statistics show, on average, their self-employment rates are 43% higher than non-disabled Australians. Catherine Gill, formerly an occupational therapist, is now a mental health researcher and policy advisor, and has also started her own organisations. She has a functional neurological disorder, which now affects her movement.
Starting your own business, it can be a relief because you know what barriers there are and you can get going with your work without being held back. So without being held back, you know, by opportunities, working out how to problem solve to get yourself started. So you know you've got a brilliant product, you know you've got huge potential, you know how much you have to offer, but it's letting other people see that and sort of the key stakeholders getting them to see it.
Overcoming such prejudices can be frustrating, and while progress is being made, more remains to be done to chip away at the barriers holding back people with disabilities. New South Wales Disability Minister Ray Williams asks people to open their minds.
You know straight away things that people can't do, but you know, ultimately take the time to explore what they can do. I mean, the person with disability, I mean, ultimately they know what their limitations are, but also they're going to take that chance on their ability to put themselves forward.
Laurie Luira, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.